Recorded Books and RB Digital present Factfulness. 10 Reasons We're Wrong About the World and Why Things Are Better Than You Think by Hans Rosling, with Ola Rosling and Anna Rosling Runland. Narrated by Richard Harries. Author's Note. Factfulness is written in my voice, as if by me alone, and tells many stories from my life, but please don't be misled. Just like the TED Talks and lectures I've been giving all over the world for the past 10 years, this book is the work of 3 people, not one. I'm usually the front man. I stand on stage and deliver the lectures. I receive the applause. But everything you hear in my lectures, and everything you read in this book, is the output of 18 years of intense collaboration between me, my son Ola Rosling, and my daughter-in-law, Anna Rosling Runland. In 2005, we founded the Gapminder Foundation, with a mission to fight devastating ignorance with a fact-based worldview. I brought energy, curiosity, and a lifetime of experience as a doctor, a researcher, and a lecturer in global health. Ola and Anna were responsible for the data analysis, inventive visual explanations, data stories, and simple presentation design. It was their idea to measure ignorance systematically, and they designed and programmed our beautiful animated bubble charts. Dollar Street, a way of using photographs as data to explain the world, was Anna's brainchild. While I was getting ever angrier about people's ignorance about the world, Ola and Anna instead took the analysis beyond anger and crystallized the humble and relaxing idea of factfulness. Together, we defined the practical thinking tools that we present in this book. What you're about to read was not invented according to the lone genius stereotype. It is instead the result of constant discussion, argument, and collaboration between 3 people with different talents, knowledge, and perspectives. This unconventional, often infuriating, but deeply productive way of working has led to a way of presenting the world and how to think about it that I never could have created on my own. Introduction. Why I love the circus. I love the circus. I love to watch a juggler throwing screaming chainsaws in the air, or a tightrope walker performing 10 flips in a row. I love the spectacle and the sense of amazement and delight at witnessing the seemingly impossible. When I was a child, my dream was to become a circus artist. My parents' dream, though, was for me to get the good education they never had. So I ended up studying medicine. One afternoon at medical school, in an otherwise dry lecture about the way the throat worked, our professor explained, "If something is stuck, the passage can be strengthened by pushing the chin bone forward." To illustrate, he showed an x-ray of a sword swallower in action. I had a flash of inspiration. My dream was not over. A few weeks earlier, when studying reflexes, I had discovered that of all my classmates, I could push my fingers farthest down my throat without gagging. At the time, I had not been too proud. I didn't think it was an important skill. But now I understood its value, and instantly my childhood dream sprang back to life. I decided to become a sword swallower. My initial attempts weren't encouraging. I didn't own a sword, so used a fishing rod instead. But no matter how many times I stood in front of the bathroom mirror and tried, I'd get as far as 1 inch and it would get stuck. Eventually, for a second time, I gave up on my dream.